Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right.
Oh, hey. It's coming soon, folks.
Woo. It's coming soon, the album?
Mm-hmm.
Both albums?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about Sonic Ranch, the new album by the Sloppy Boys.
And the debut album from Dutz, Beyond Cool?
Dutz.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But not only are they coming, and for those who are waiting, you're telling me there's an exclusive Hollywood event they can attend?
Oh,
that's a listening party to hear these albums before they come out?
Yeah, folks, this is not a live performance. This is a dramatic, Drake-esque,
ooh,
exclusive listening event.
Hell yeah.
Anyone in L.A. on the 22nd of July,
ooh,
can come to El Cid at 2 p.m., if for a fee.
Well, only 10 bucks.
Ten bucks plus fees.
Wait, you said El Cid. You said El Cid. That's a place that has sangria, a very popular podcast drink of ours.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing both Beyond Cool and the new one from the Sloppy Boys, Sonic Ranch.
You're going to bask in the technological marvels,
mm-hmm,
of two unreleased albums. Wow.
Oh.
You're going to come by, you're going to shake hands with the creators.
Maybe get a little merch.
You're going to come up to me, you're going to say, hey, yo, T-Boy, I got to pull you aside. I got to tell you, you know, you're, Tim, you're pretty much my boy at this point. And I love you, and I love your two co-hosts.
I'm going to say, hey, Dutz, come over here. My girlfriend really likes you, and your work got me through some really tough times.
Yeah,
and you're going to be like, hey, Hanford, come over here. You clogged the toilet in the men's room. Here's your plunger.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Mike. Oh, yeah, hey, did you like the album? No, I work with the restaurant. You need to leave with what you did in the bathroom.
After what you did?
You made a mess!
You did that here?
That's the Sloppy Boys and Dutz 2-for-1 listening party, Saturday, July 22nd, 2 p.m. at El Cid on Sunset Boulevard. Tickets available now.
Gotta do it.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, and Jeff, I just turned my AC off. So.
I heard, thank you so very much.
Good.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? AC is always off over here. I'm respectful of the podcast on every episode of every week.
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys, back once again.
Oh boy, here we are.
Oh no, boy.
I gotta have that AC on because I'm so hot all the time.
Oh.
You understand?
I thought you liked the noise.
Yeah, I like the noise.
I'll tell you, I love the summer because it's the great equalizer for the sweaty guy. You know, I'm putting in the work all year sweating. It's Christmas morning, sweating. New Year's Eve, sweating. Cinco de Mayo, very sweaty. And then in the hot, hot heat of the summer, everybody's sweating, and I love it. I look around, I say, hey, look at people pitting out. Look at people.
I don't like the...
You merely adopted the sweat. I was born in it.
Yeah, I got major problems with the sweat. Your sweat, yeah. Tim. I don't like seeing
it. Yeah.
No.
I don't like to see my boy slick.
I like to be sweaty and then be able to point to a reason. Like, if I'm sweaty, I'm like, hey, you know... it's hot, yeah. and be like, yeah. But ooh, yeah, when right. I have that note, I'll be in an air conditioned office in January and be dripping with sweat and be like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm Greek.
I did see you. I saw you walking around Hillhurst the other day and you were just pointing up at the sun. People were nodding.
Looking at your phone, but hand in the air.
That's
so people
the source
like,
yeah. of it all.
Hey, I think next year there's going to be a big solar eclipse.
Huh?
Oh, we got to do a Patreon episode about it.
Next year. So look out for that. It's not far away.
A solar.
I think that's the big one where it's like it gets kind of dark and animals go nuts and everything's wild.
Yeah.
But of course, you didn't start listening to this podcast, folks, to hear me guess about eclipses.
We've talked about how astrology is really popular. Maybe we become the guys who start getting into kind of hip pop astronomy and posting memes and talking about that.
Oh, astronomy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, if you want to hear us talk about astrology, go over to the Patreon page and sign up for the blowout.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we did an episode all about
yeah, with Stevie Goldstein.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
time.
From the What's Your Sign podcast. Mm.
I think was one of ours was that we were going to wear more interesting hats this year.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but don't forget that we were going to embrace the danger.
Ooh, oh. of the hats.
And become more collaborative.
Oh.
And creative.
I guess we've done that.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. We've only just made an album with money, Mark. Oh.
oh.
Two singles are out. Jeff's got two singles out. Woo.
Woo.
We're on the top of the charts, we think.
Album's on the way, folks. Album's on the way. Don't worry about Olivia Rodrigo's album. Worry about Dutz.
She'll be fine.
Oh, Guts doesn't come out till September. She's missing the whole summer. Big mistake by Liv Rod.
Oh, her album's called Guts, you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Guts versus
Guts.
Dutz,
versus
I love
Dutz,
it.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Guys, I didn't eat enough today, so I'm hoping I don't really love this drink or I'm going to be wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
Yeah. Mike, you got to get yourself some of these.
Oh, yeah. Goldfish.
Cheddar goldfish.
Don't
cheddar.
Eat on the mic. Don't eat on the mic. Turn off the AC.
That's a top snack.
That is
I'm having
snack.
The feeling that you had when you did keto where I all I've eaten today is for breakfast. I had some of last night's buffalo wings reheated and they were most delicious. Nice. But when you only just eat the protein, it's like it's not a large yeah. amount. It's not a big puffy amount of food in my stomach. And I feel sort of sweaty and schizo.
Tim, you need a hearty bed of green vegetables.
Yeah, or a bag of cheddar goldfish.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't eat that much today either. I just said that. That's how you know I didn't eat that much today.
That's, you heard it when you said it.
No, what I was going to say is I only had cereal in the morning with a ton of strawberries in it, and then a salad for lunch.
Oh, well, Mike, you know what you're going to want to do.
What?
Put a little booze in that empty stomach.
I know. Oh, boy. Well, I do have some chicken marinating, but I didn't get a chance to cook it.
You don't skip that step.
Yeah, you got to.
Mr. Purple Sinewy Chicken.
I've tried before skipping that step, and it does not work out well.
Well, what do you say we get into some booze news first?
Perfect.
I love it.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Booze News number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Tim, are you okay?
I don't get what's going on here.
Booze News number 5. Aw.
Ooh.
Booze News number 5 was sent to us by Chris Fink. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that awe at the end was from the end of Gardens of Gomorrah, our new
aww.
Our new singles out.
Aw.
I was as I was listening, I was like, when did Tim count that much? But it must have been from a quiz.
A quiz.
A quiz.
Tim count that
much. When would he have had like 20 questions?
Oh, I bet it was the Javalanche.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We haven't had an avalanche-themed quiz in a while.
Javalanche.
Right, that, I think in the espresso martini episode, or some, there were some other Lanch ones too.
There is a
we should bring back the Lanch.
The Lanch.
Lanch week. Both Blowout and Maine are Lanch oriented.
It's Lanch week. What the fuck? Don't even listen.
Why am I still listening to this show?
Why did we buy an expensive billboard that says Lanch week? I mean, we bombed with Vermouth Month, and now Lanch.
Oh, that
week?
Didn't work.
No, that was a hit.
We didn't get Madonna Movie Month going. We did one movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Pisses me right off.
Zaba movies too. Jeff, was that a? Do you have a fancy hydro flask you were just drinking water from? What is this?
This is a Yeti.
Yeti.
Oh,
yeah, it's a big boy, huh?
Jeffy's got the Yeti.
There's maybe 36 ounces in there.
It feels like your water bottle of choice says a lot about you these days. Mike, what do you use? Nalgene?
I got kind of like a, it doesn't have the straw like Jeff, but it's a big kind of metally one like that. Mm. Bigger than Jeff's. Too wide. I can't even get my hand around.
What you rocking, Tim? What's your vessel?
My vessel is like the M Drive container, but look at this on my desk. I've got this big LL Bean Nalgene looking thing that I've never used.
Ooh.
Maybe I should use
Ooh, that's
that.
Nice.
It's red. Got a shirt in it?
It's got a roadside emergency kit inside of it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or like a hiking... oh, yeah, it's an outdoor survival in a bottle. Why do I need outdoor survival in a bottle?
You go outside all the time.
Yeah, to Hillhurst Avenue. Okay, let's get into booze news. Just
yeah, what if we get stuck on your way to sous vide egg bites?
Yeah.
Tim, you and Jeff... You two should start like a street fair called Chillhurst.
Oh, it's a great idea.
You shut down the streets.
That's a great idea.
There's vendors, there's music, people are.
Maybe it's an ice cream shop. Mom, maybe it's an ice cream shop and we're making ice cream.
Ooh, cool treats. Chillhurst.
There is enough. I mean, I guess you guys do need another ice cream place at that.
Yeah, yeah. We're really hard up for ice cream on Old Hill. Okay, what's the actual booze news? I'm getting restless.
Yeah, this week is what you call quick bips. Bip, bip.
Ooh.
Nice.
First bip is a little one that I already feel dismissive of, but slophead Little Sergio on Instagram sent us this article from Bloomberg, and the headline is, Orange Julius-inspired cocktails are the drink of the summer. At high-end cocktail bars and restaurants, citrus is having a retro moment. Plus... two recipes you can make at home. There's an article saying it's like, you know, it's Orange Julius-y things. I didn't even read the article because at this point we're like, no, this, I think the Sloppy Boys should write an article about how the news media, the mainstream news media, how trigger happy with they have become with saying drink of the summer. Scale it back, folks. Scale it back.
Right. These days it's anything. They want to say anything's the drink of the summer.
Let's say at the bare minimum, one earthling must have had the drink during the course of the summer before you can start calling it
drink of the summer. To say like, ooh, citrus is having a comeback at the bar is like, ooh, paper clips are back at the office.
Yeah.
They didn't go anywhere.
That's good, Jeff.
Thanks.
But anyway, I guess I just wanted to note, I think that I'm going to dismiss this as hearsay, but slopheads, if you do see some Orange Julius like creamsicle frozen drinks or desserts with booze in them that are citrusy, let me know.
I do like a Julius.
Yeah, what is in that? It's orange juice and you said cream? Is it just vanilla?
Yeah, it's like
vanilla
orange
ice
vanilla.
Cream, probably.
Creamsicle.
Ah. And it's a drink. All right.
It's good.
Very 90s, but there is one in Pasadena, I think, I want to say.
Ooh. Yeah, it's very mall-centric for me.
Mall fair.
Only to be beaten out by an Auntie Anne's.
Oh, yeah. I like Auntie Anne better than pretzel time. Oh, yeah. I gotta tell you that.
The wet pretzel.
Especially the nuggets. You get like basically a soda cup full of just the little balls.
Yep. Those are good.
I'm always sad, though, when you walk up to Auntie Anne's or Wetzel's hoping for the samples, and there's no samples, and you have to go so close in order to look at the samples. They're like, can I help you? And I was like... no, I'm not here to spend. I'm here to receive.
I'm here to take. Take.
What's your pretzel there? I do cinnamon raisin.
Ooh.
Or cinnamon sugar.
Original, but buttery, salty original.
Wow. Yeah. What's the next bip?
The next little bip is, this is a Philadelphia bip from Secret Pants Sam. on Instagram. And do you guys remember, I did a little bit of a Philadelphia news roundup recently, and we were talking about how Rita's, the mm-hmm. Italian ice place, had come out with a beer. And we were kind of pumped on that idea, but then it was a mango beer, and we're like, well, that's kind of odd. now, and we were saying that maybe there's the mango is delicious, but there's perhaps too many mango flavored things, and it was an odd first choice. But now, Neshaminy Creek launches Rita's Lemon Ale. So now there is a alcoholic lemon ale from Rita's. Looks just like the mango one, but it is lemon, and that sounds more like, this sounds to me like Leinenkugel summer shandy, and this sounds like something I would drink.
I like, say the name of it again, Neshan?
The name of the distillery, or the brewery, is Neshaminy Creek.
Neshaminy Creek, I like that.
Yep.
And what's the Kugel shandy? Oh, Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a Midwest thing. Those are great, but you know, you only would have one of them, then they get a little sweet to the taste.
No, yes. I like Those are good though. I also like a Stiegl Radler, if we're talking about
a
grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the Radlers, but did we have a Radler somewhere recently?
Radlers, Jeff was drinking Radlers in Bermuda, and we were talking about it. Mm-hmm, Bahamas. Somebody just tagged us, somebody on social media tagged us in a thing of a drink where they combined a Radler with a different like light beer, and it was good, because I do think Radlers can tend to be too juicy, but I like that Stiegl one, and it's a daytime mm-hmm. thing when you're not looking to get too.
And then also at Bigfoot Lodge, you know, they do a thing where you put a little shot of tequila in there, you kick it back up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Sort of a Paloma approach.
The Paloma approach.
Any other bips?
We'll wrap it up.
Ooh. Oh. Well, that's it for Booze News, folks.
Jeff, you've done it again.
Well,
should we?
You know where that leaves us. Yeah, should we? Shall we?
It's time
for...
I'm excited.
Booze News.
No, the drink of the day, of course.
Of course.
Wait, real quick. This is just remind. I don't know what it was, but the way I heard you guys in my ears reminded me of. You have AirPods, yes?
No. Well, I have wired.
I just have the wired ones.
Okay. Well, I use AirPods, and they've got like fancy noise cancellation and stuff like this, but they also have a setting. Sometimes I'll listen to our podcast, laughing my ass off at how funny we are, and there's this setting that I forget, it's some kind of special stereo setting where it keeps the person's voice in one spot. So let's say I'm walking up Hillhurst and Jeff is on my left and Mike is on my right. If I turn to my right, then it's like Mike's in front of me and Jeff's behind me. It's like, whoa, I'm standing in the studio, kind of.
That's great. So it's like 360, like head proximity.
Yeah. That's crazy.
As I'm turning and stuff, if I go hiking in Griffith and I'm going on a windy trail, it's like you guys are wrapping all around my head.
Wow.
Which is my worst
nightmare. I don't think I'd like that. I'd like to wrap you on the head someday with a wrench.
I mean, I can't really think of the purpose of it, right? Like, it's not helpful for music, and there's no reason for podcasters to be wrapping around your head.
Sometimes I think maybe it's for live concert stuff. No, that would be stupid.
That could
too.
Be kind of cool.
I think sometimes Apple puts things out just to be like, hey, look what we got.
Yeah, we have the technology. Is this worth anything to you guys? Will it get mentioned on the Sloppy Boys? Yeah. Tim Cook's laughing his way to the bank right now. Speaking of Tim's, Tim Kalpakis has to get to the drink of the day.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Okay, I'm very excited. This is a very fun one. Very buzzy, buzzy drink. Johnny's Dream, you've had?
No.
You've heard?
I've heard.
Oh, who hasn't, Tim?
If you're on Twitter, if you're on Elon's Twitter, you've heard about this. This was a viral tweet on the Twitter sphere this very summer. And maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't, but it kind of blew up amongst the cocktail world online. There was a tweet recently from a bartender named Daniel Ralston, and he said, Had a truly bizarre encounter at the bar tonight. An old guy gave me a business card. It had no information on it except a drink recipe. His drink recipe. He just said, make this if you can. I did. And then the next tweet in the thread, Daniel says, I will probably carry this around for the rest of my life. And there's a picture of his fingers holding the business card that he got. And it's so funny.
It's a full color photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a full color. It's not like some old timey business card. It's a color glossy. And and it looks like a clip art picture, but I'm sure he took a picture of this drink that's like in a martini glass, and it's like an orange drink, and it's called Johnny's Dream, and then it lists all the ingredients, and it doesn't say, we don't know, was this old guy Johnny? I would assume so. Yeah. I looked around. I found there's an old black and white movie called Johnny's Dream, and then I found some old like standard song called Johnny's Dream, but I like to think that he's Johnny. And his dream is to be able to walk into bars and have his cocktail made for him.
Look at that. I'm looking at it right now. That's great.
I did see a bunch of people online saying that these sorts of things are common cheat sheets for bartenders. But then I saw a bunch of people saying, no,
oh,
no. I've worked in a bar for years and I've never seen this sort of thing.
Like that this card would be like a little Rolodex, or like I've seen like index cards of recipes.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Through.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely ordered a drink. I don't really ever go to a bar and order an off menu item. But if they're the very few times I'd be like, I'm doing this thing for a podcast. Would you mind making it? You know, people just like Google it and make the IBA recipe or the liquor.com recipe. But I could imagine if these business cards, if he didn't have this made, it's possible that this was like a deck of cards and he worked at a bar and he just kept this one because he liked Johnny's right. Dream the most. But when we get into this recipe.
Oh, but also if he's handing them out.
Oh, he needs many of them.
Then he must have a ton of these.
He's probably committed right. it to memory.
Because this bartender got to keep this card. So maybe his dream, maybe he's trying to get this drink to catch on. He's ordering it for himself. But if you keep the card, he's thinking this will be my legacy. Because it's hard to get a drink to catch on. And like, it's weird. Some of the drinks on the IBA cocktail list haven't caught on. We don't see them anywhere. And then there's some Mondo popular drinks that never really, I don't know.
Well, not every drink can be a Calpe cordial, you know?
Exactly.
I'll still go to bars and be like, yeah, Russian root. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh, this has been around for years.
2 years.
No, it's been around for since
and they say,
it got invented.
They say, sir, we're trying to do something nice here.
Friends of Eva Anderson.
I said, you've been hanging out with Eva Anderson too much.
Well, she beat you to that bar.
Wait, Mike, when did you invented the Russian route at a Kentucky Derby party in what, 2012, something like that?
Let's say 2012. Who knows? There's ways to find these things out.
Nah.
I could check my Instagram.
Well, now that I'm looking at the ingredients list that I'm about to read off here, I've changed my mind, and this is definitely not an official bar thing because there's a little bit of quirk to these ingredients here. Honestly, sounds like a good drink, good ingredients. But listen here. 2 parts silver tequila.
So far, so good.
One part Aperol. Ounce lime juice. 2 parts tequila, 1 part Aperol, 1/2 ounce lime juice. So the shift from parts to ounce makes me think that this is a shoddily made recipe because... you know, when you say parts, when it's just in relation to the other ingredients, but now when you're saying 1/2 ounce, you're like, you don't know what part we chose, you know?
Right.
And then now four to five drops of orange bitters, a squeeze of orange juice, shake just well, squeeze. And serve up with a twist of orange. And the picture on here, it's appetizing. It has a little bit of a tequila sunrise gradient to it with the Aperol acting as the grenadine, sort of. Do you guys have orange bitters?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Hell yeah. Do you guys have orange juice, or are you going to squeeze a wedge?
Squeeze and wedge.
I got some Simply. I'm going to use it.
I'm squeezing the wedge.
So we're gonna make this drink, and we're going to see if we think Johnny's Dream should live on.
Yeah. Is it Johnny's Dream or Jeffy's Nightmare?
I got a feeling this is going to be pretty good just based on what I'm seeing in it.
Yeah. So wait, Tim, you said let's pontificate a little bit. This looks a little bit like a tequila sunrise.
That's what we're looking at. I mean, an orange drink, orange juicy drink with tequila. And then he said his clever thing is kind of like Aperol. And I could, you know, there's like one tiki drink with Campari, the jungle bird, but Aperol is sweeter. I'm guessing. Well, what parts? I guess I'm going to do ounces, right? I think I'm going to do 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce Aperol. That'll be a decent portion of Aperol. I do think this will be a good drink. I love Aperol, and I think it'll go well with orange.
It's going to be good. I was just looking up I posted a picture on my Instagram in Cinco de Mayo of 2012 that has the picture of the Russian root bottles. But I don't know if I posted it on the day that it was made. But 2012, I think, is the year. Definitely the year.
I love it. So what are you doing for the 11th anniversary?
Just trying to get the word out, I guess. Going to a bar and ordering it and walking them through it. Now we got to go out. We got to get root beer because no one keeps root beer behind the bar anymore.
The work never ends.
Nope. It's going to be a long week for me.
Hanford's dream.
You know, I was going to shit talk this 4 to 5 drops of orange bitters, but I actually like the window of 4 to 5 because don't you feel like when we're dashing, there's such a weird...
And we are dashing.
We got three dashing guys on the pod, that's for sure. When you're dashing bitters and it says like 3 dashes, don't you feel like one of your dashes is huge, the other is small, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, yes, know. Of course.
I bet it's just like they average it out. It's like whatever. Oh, yeah, that's what 3 to 4 is.
Yeah, good. 4 to 5 drops. That's good. I'm going to try and do that, actually.
Good.
I'm gonna do this to the letter.
Me too. That would be Johnny's dream.
I'm going to do this to the letter. I'm going to make a prediction to all the Vegas odds makers, see if I can make some money on this. My prediction is this is going to be better on the rocks, right? Because it's juicy, juicy and stuff like that. But we're going to do
And then
do
also it. Orange juice is going to be a little flabby, perhaps. Maybe.
Right, but that's what's... It's only a squeeze of orange juice is what's most interesting.
Yeah, true. Oh, you get all the oranges from the Aperol, of course.
I'm going to do a splash of orange juice.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to squeeze the plastic jug.
So you're doing 2 ounces to 1 of Aperol. All right.
All right, folks, we're going to make these drinks, and we'll be right back after this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this. I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me. I've been to therapy. I'm the therapy guy. I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what? My two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis. It's weighing me down. What am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Here's Johnny's dream.
Yep.
We're right back here with you, folks, at the Sloppy Boys Podcast.
Okay, perfect. So you weren't parodying Ed McMahon. You were doing Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
And you're parodying Jack Nicholson. Okay.
Yep.
I see. Very cool.
Here's very cool thing Jack. Here's Jackie boy.
Here's Jack Nicholson.
Does anyone want to say hi to Jack now that he's here?
Say hi to him. Okay, hi, Jack.
No.
No, we don't.
Oh. All
right, sips?
Yeah.
Wait, let's have looks first before
this
sips.
Is looking good. Oh, yes. Over here.
Okay, Mike's looks exactly the color of the card. Yeah. I maybe juiced mine up a little bit too much. Jeff's, yours look good. Yours looks pink and clear.
Pink orange, yeah.
I think I put too much OJ.
I did a lemon rind instead of an orange rind.
That's
give a little
lot.
Something.
Just a twist,
that's a
yeah.
lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Cool.
Okay, last looks for sips.
Hmm. Hmm.
I'm doing the meme thing. You know the meme of that girl going.
Huh? Brittany Broski.
She's got a funny name.
Kombucha.
She?
Brittany Broski.
What's her name? Broski. That's
Brittany
cool
Broski.
Name. Broski. Okay.
Now, Johnny, would love to know if I made your dream right. Mine's, I would call mine flabby, the dreaded flabby when you make use orange. But now I'm thinking that I had a bottle of fresh squeezed orange juice and I used a plop instead of a squeeze of orange juice. I think if I would have just squeezed a wedge, this would be less flabby.
I squeezed a wedge and yeah, it doesn't feel flabby to me. But it is very, it's very tequila forward.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind it to be a little more, at this point of the sipping, a little more juicy.
Juicy.
Yeah, I can't really tell if these ingredients are
cooperating
and becoming, right. Like I definitely am tasting tequila and orange juice. And my Aperol, when I think bitter, I'm like, oh yeah, it's over there. But it's the sum is equal.
Bitter, are you in here? Oh, there you are.
Yep, over here. The whole is equal to the sum of its parts, and they're all sort of separately in my mouth. But I certainly don't dislike it. I like orange juice and I like tequila.
I'm getting a lot of bitters here. I did five dashes because they looked like they were small dashes.
Five dashes.
Like, well, you had the four dash option. Yeah.
Drops or dashes? I tried to do five drops, like eyedropper drops. And of course, the first drop was a big old dash, so it threw off the whole thing.
I did five dashes.
How many drops were in that dash?
Dash Rendar.
Now, let me ask you this, guys. Have you ever had a business card?
Oh, no. Michael, I had a great one.
You did?
No, a fake one.
You did have a good one.
I went to a wedding, and on the table where you sit and eat,
It had your name and what you were having for what your protein was going to be. And so it would be like, oh, Mike Hanford, steak. Tim Kalpakis, fish. And so I have a little business card that just says Jefferson Dutton, chicken.
That's good.
And in the business world, people are like, hi, I'm looking to hire someone brave. And you go, well,
not me. Oh, you got the wrong guy.
Can I grab my card back? That's very funny. I never had a business card, and I don't think I need one, but it's like, I do have like a little like a plastic bag or whatever in my junk drawer of like business cards I've collected. It's like, I will never look at these.
Yeah.
They're more interesting to look at and be like, oh my God, this person or this time I was doing something.
I still have business cards of people that we did like general meetings with pre-birthday boys. And it's like,
yeah, I got a couple of deals right here. Actually,
there's relics. But I think maybe our generation's business card was like when we first moved to LA, I was like, I got to get a website. I got to get jeffersondutton.com.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's MySpace.
They were they were cool for a minute, and then they were quickly supplanted by like, just be on Facebook, just be on MySpace.
Yeah.
But then they sort of like came back as far as plopping your reel on there. So I am happy I've had it, but I've had jeffersondutton.com now for damn near 20 years.
Wow.
Wait, yeah. I forgot. I had a website. I had a timkalpakis.com.
Yeah, you got sketches on there.
I had a Squarespace that I linked to it. And you know what's funny is it actually didn't do too bad. I would check the numbers on Squarespace once in a while. And it's like basically my Twitter bio, like, or my Twitter website link was that. So like back in like the pandemic when I was tweeting all day like a weirdo, I would look and see it would get like 25 hits in a day. That's a good amount
that's
of people
real good.
Checking out the team.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good traffic.
I got a link tree, I think.
Oh, yeah. I got a link tree, too.
Link tree. You got to link it up.
Link it up.
Link tree. Link it up.
The best, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know about this. I know you guys do. But the best business card thing is Steve Martin, when he was like, you know, a big, huge stand-up and the jerk probably. He would carry business cards with him. Maybe he still does. And if somebody came up to him like a fan and was like, hey, Steve Martin, oh my God, this is great. He wouldn't say anything. He would just pull out a business card that said, I have met Steve Martin. And he would walk away.
It said something like, I've met Steve Martin and I found him to be a great pleasure. Or like,
that's really funny.
I think Judd Apatow has one of those cards or something.
Really? I know Doug Jones, the guy who... if you listen to The Blowout, told us about the Surf 2 movie that we did a couple weeks ago. He had one. He it was like in the 80s. He was crossing the street.
Man, Doug Jones also has one of the first Weezer fan club cards. This guy's a real card connoisseur.
Yeah.
What was Steve Martin? What was the thing with Gern Blanston? That was his hotel check-in name.
His fake hotel check-in name.
He also said it in his stand-up, I think. Wasn't that Gern
Blanston? Yeah, he did, but I don't remember why.
It was something about like you want to have a good strong name for showbiz. I'm changing my name to Gern Blanston. Blanston.
And then didn't Paul Rudd have that email for a while?
That's what it was. Paul Rudd's email. Email him, folks. Yeah. Ask him if he still got it.
That'd be so funny if he still kept that.
I know a little piece of trivia that might get bleeped. I saw a movie on the TV at Jay's Bar the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You've seen?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I have seen.
Yeah, and I've had, at the Dresden, I have drank the Fernetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, that's it. Somebody mentioned this to me at one point. You know, that movie was written by Jason Segel about like a real life breakup.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I heard, and I don't know if it's true, Linda Cardellini used to check into hotels as Sarah Marshall.
Oh, because it was about her, right? That was the...
I think he's mentioned that it's partially based on a breakup.
Wow. Interesting. That's cool.
An on-set Freaks and Geeks romance. Wow.
Yes. And then she went on to do a procedural, ER, the same way that Kristen Bell was on like a cop show in the movie.
Damn. Oh.
Hmm.
Our first week in L.A., I thought that if you saw a celebrity, you had to go talk to them so that you could tell people back home you talked to them. We were at the Cat and Fiddle, and I saw Jason Segel. I went up to him and was like, hey, man, love your stuff. And truly, at that point, I had not seen him in anything I eventually watched Freaks and Geeks and thought he was great in that, but I just thought you had to talk. Like, I saw Ryan Cabrera and I talked to him. I just thought.
Yeah, I remember that.
We saw Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach and we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jason Schwartzman maybe 2 weeks into being in LA. We were like down in the Barney's Beanery area, I want to say. I don't know where we were. We weren't anywhere close to home, so we had no business being wherever we were. I had just seen him on like a talk show and he was talking about the Flaming Lips, who I adored. Mm. And so I went up to him and I was like, yeah, man, I love the Flaming Lips too. And he's like, cool. Nice to meet you, man. I'm here to talk to my friends.
Is that what he said? I'm here to talk to my friends?
He had some very polite, like, I'm going to go. And I said,
yeah,
okay, cool.
He's a big part of the new Spider-Man movie.
What? No spoilers,
across
Mike.
The Spider-Verse. Well, I mean, there's a multiverse thing going on.
It's a multiverse thing going on. Yes, Tim, you're right. You must have seen it. And he's it's just in the cast list, Jeff. It's not a...
The Schwartzman?
Spoiler, but he's really funny. That made me laugh.
This guy's everywhere. He's in I Think You Should Leave. He's in Asteroid City. Come on.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a Schwartzman renaissance. I ain't complaining. That guy's great.
I got a Jason Schwartzman anecdote and a Paul Rudd anecdote. Want to hear them both? Or you guys can
at
choose
the same
one.
Time?
Schwartzman.
We're on Schwartzman topic.
Okay, Schwartzman. I was a production assistant at Gracie Films, and I was working the reception. He came in to audition for a role, and he was a very quirky dude. And he comes up to me. He's kind of nervous for his audition. He's like, hey, can you hold these for me? And I was like, yeah. And he hands me his wallet and phone.
Wow, that is very trusting.
And then he goes extremely in, trusting.
He goes in and he auditions. He comes out all sweaty and like exhausted. And he's like, "Oh, thanks." And I gave him his wallet and phone.
That's nuts. I saw him once at a Phoenix concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Cool.
And just out in the walking around area, and I said, "Hey, Jason Schwartzman, I'm a big fan." He said, "Oh, thanks."
Damn.
Is that the Phoenix show that Daft Punk showed up at?
Yeah.
They're both French. It would make sense.
They're both French. Yeah.
They had the coolest, that was the coolest like stage setup I've ever seen. They had lights like on the floor where they were all standing, which you couldn't see from the crowd. But behind them was a huge mirror tilted at an angle. So
like
behind
toward the
them,
audience, like 45 degrees. So you could see down on them.
See down on them. And it was just like, since the light was showing up from the bottom, it was like their silhouettes dancing around. It was very cool. And it took me a second to realize what was going on. I was like, "What? How does this work?
What is that?
What the hell? Stop the music! Tell me now!
Two bands?
Two bands? One silhouette of the other?"
I'm surprised that France doesn't hold a bigger stake of the pop culture scene, because, you know, people talk a lot about how significant England is.
Mm-hmm.
Music, movies... Isn't it pretty comedy TV shows? Like, for a tiny little country, I mean, I know it has a big population, but like England has exported so much for a country that's like the size of New York State, has exported so much pop culture. And then you think France, also historically significant in the same kind of ways. It's like rare. You're like, oh, here's this fancy French guy. And oh, you know, this lady's from France. But it's not like there's not like you're not going down the Billboard charts seeing French artists the way you're seeing British artists.
Ah, interesting.
That's true.
Maybe they're just, well, it's probably because they're speaking French and English is.
That's exactly.
Oh, that's
it. I didn't expect
it.
There to be such a clean answer. And it's that. Because America is not really open, like other than like BTS and Bad Bunny. America doesn't really open its arms to other languages.
Non-English speaking.
But the rest of the world does. Like American punk bands can go tour Japan and Japanese people go. It's crazy.
Yeah. I also wonder, though, and I'm speaking out of my ass.
Oh.
France is less capitalistic, correct? Like, they're more sort of like they are hanging out. Like Italy. They don't seem as hell-bent on working the populace to the bone and... taxing them a bunch and not giving a social program.
But is it? I mean, it's not like it's a socialist country, is it? I don't know.
But they have a president. No. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help.
That right. sets a precedent.
Does a lot for me.
Is the president Macron?
Macron.
Macaroon. Tim, you were just saying, talking about a country being small. listen to this. And this was told to me by Emma from the Doughboy Show. Boston, the city limits of Boston, if you take that city, you can fit 12 of them on the island of Manhattan.
Really?
Really?
Does that blow your mind?
I always thought Manhattan's what, like 7 miles tall and like 1 mile wide?
Yeah, something like that. But but Boston, I guess just like the city proper, you can like walk across in a day.
Well, okay.
For a few hours, I mean.
But doesn't Boston have one of those things, though, where it's like, well, technically Boston is only this big, but every other
cluster
calls itself Boston, even though like, ah, that's Worcester. Oh, that's like, Alston.
I mean, but New York has that, too. So if you're just going Boston proper versus Manhattan proper, shocking.
Couldn't believe it.
I still don't believe it.
Couldn't believe it. Doesn't mean one's better than the other. I don't want our Boston fans to up in arms come down here and say, ah, what are you talking about?
Those things always trip me out when I see maps where, like, Europe, just how there's a different, like, language and food in every country, and the country are, like, the size of state. Actually, here was a Twittery thing that I've seen a few times that's fun. Have you seen, this is just a jokier thing, and it's more about the culture than the size. People drew on Los Angeles the New York boroughs, like, kind of, like, you know, like, Los Feliz and Silver Lake are like Brooklyn.
And, yeah. Oh yeah,
and like
it's very apt.
Yeah, they did a good job where they swiped like the middle of the city is Manhattan, but then they kind of, when you look at it, you're like, oh yeah, I guess there is kind of like, that's the Queen.
Yeah, the valley is like Staten Island.
Yeah, rather interesting indeed.
Rather interesting. It's something to think about for sure.
I'm going to tell my Paul Rudd anecdote, whether you guys want to hear it or not.
Oh, good. Yes, yes, yes.
Do it.
My first writing job I ever got in my life. I'm 25 years old. I'm a production assistant sitting at Gracie Films. I get a call from Paul Rust. He says, hey, me and Neil Campbell are writing for the MTV Movie Awards. And we were just talking to Scott Aukerman. We told him about you. We said, you can come and you can be a staff writer on the MTV Awards if you come here right now. It's like midday on a Wednesday. Whoa. So I go to my supervisor at Gracie Films. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm 25 and I want to be a writer and I'm only a production assistant. Well, I just got a call. And if I can go, I can get my first writing job and work on the show. And he's like, yeah, man, you could. My boss was a cool guy. Not my big boss. My immediate supervisor, Seth, was a cool guy. He's like, yeah, you could go. You just got to do one quick run. Can you take Paul Rudd to the airport? So I drove Paul Rudd to the airport and I was like, I really like Wet Hot American Summer. He's like, oh, thanks. I was like, how'd you beat those guys? He's like, well, we, you know, in New York, I went to the Stella show. I was like, oh, good. And then I drop him
just
at LAX.
Just promise me you'll never be in a movie about an ant.
And he was like, I can't make that promise.
I won't make that promise.
I drop Paul Rudd at the airport. I turn around, a hightail up to the valley, go to Scott Aukerman's old condo. And you know what happens? I walk in, we're writing monologue jokes about Paul Rudd. I just had Paul Rudd in my car. So I had the inside.
Nice.
We got to do really good jokes about what he's like as a passenger.
This guy.
You know Paul Rudd. He's got his feet up on the dash. He's playing with the locks and the windows.
Andy Samberg saying this at the Gibson Amphitheater, and the audience is laughing their ass off.
He's putting his seat back.
He's taking his seatbelt off.
We've all driven him. He's talking about Wet Hot. He's not going to be an Ant-Man.
If you ask him,
he talks.
Jeff.
Yes.
This is an Ant-Man question for you.
Okay.
Is it very out of the order, like out of the blue, that he became a Marvel guy? Like so much in the Marvel universe?
No.
Or is Ant-Man more popular than I think?
Ant-Man's old.
Tim has leaned away from the microphone.
Yeah, Tim is disengaged.
I have. Guys, wave your hands when you're done talking about this.
Yeah. Ant-Man is the same as Giant Man, and he was an OG Avenger like Hulk and Thor and stuff, just not as famous.
Okay.
So that's like, he's also an OG dude.
So why would they bring him in then? Just because there's more interesting things to do with
him? He's an Avenger, and they were like, oh, we'll get Paul Rudd and we'll do a funny one.
So are there other Avengers that weren't put in movies?
Yes. There's a bunch. Okay. But now everybody was an Avenger at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You, me, Tim, everybody.
Yeah, Black Panther was an Avenger at one point. Spider-Man was Avenger at one point.
Right, right, right. He still is. I just want to see Wolverine and Deadpool cut it up. You know what I mean? When is that coming out? When is that coming out, Jeff? Let me know.
I think I'm going to do some wisecracks.
Text me when you see that trailer and send me the trailer.
All right. I will.
Please do. I hope you do.
I'll send you any trailer you want.
I absolutely hope. I hope you do.
See, you guys had me reaching for the goldfish. But you know what? Why don't we go to break?
Yes.
And then I'm going to do a little ow, ow.
What are you going to do different? How are you going to? Jeff eats across his Los Feliz apartment.
Eats across his desk?
What are you going to do different? I am empty. I got to do some more stuff.
I am going to do round two. First of all, ice.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
But what next of all?
I'm going to do a little less OJ.
Okay. Hmm. I feel like I want to add something to it. I'm going to do like one dash of bitters. That's all I'm doing.
I'm going to go more bitters. More bitter, more better.
Ooh, maybe triple sec. Would that be good?
Hmm. Sort of like a McCartney Marg.
I'm going to switch out the triple sec or the Aperol for triple sec.
Ooh. Okay, so you're making that's a margarita though, like, right?
Is it?
Tim.
Oh, yeah, because lime and, yeah.
It's a bit of a Paul McCartney margarita because it's got the
Paul McCartney margarita. Got that juice.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
All right, I'm going to freestyle. I'm going to see what I can come up with. All right.
All right. Good luck.
Folks, we'll see you right back here after the ads.
Good luck to you all.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey folks, we're back with round two. I just want to say one thing real quick. It's definitely 2 ounces tequila, 1 ounce Aperol, because I nailed both glasses right on the brim, rounds one and two, doing those measurements.
Nice. Did you change
it? What'd you guys do differently? I did more Aperol, just I wanted a little bit in there, and then 4 or 5 dashes of orange bitters and barely any orange juice.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into Johnny's head here. I want to see what he sees in this drink.
Yeah, where is he? Where's he from? Who is he?
I did that letter of the law, and I last time I put too much OJ, so this time I really imagined a squeeze of OJ.
Me too.
I did everything except for I swapped out Aperol with the triple sec.
Sweet. Man, that really is like the McCartney margarita, just about, right? Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, he loves it.
Even with the bitters?
Oh, I guess not bitters, but as far as having triple sec and... But McCartney's was weird. It was like, the juice from one lime, the juice from one orange.
And wasn't it like very little ice? Like you shake till the ice is gone and you serve it with ice? Like
one ice cube, shake till it's gone.
It had some really weird specifications. This, I will say, it was more flavorful the other way. The Aperol is more... has more...
Yeah, you're missing the bitterness.
Yeah. Okay, that's better. Oh, that's better.
Yeah, the bitter is better.
More Aperol. So, because mine is less flabby this time, more well-balanced, but I still wish I was tasting Aperol more.
I did an ounce and a half Aperol.
Mm. There you go. That's what you do.
Mm. Oh, I got it dialed in, Johnny.
Johnny, your dream lives on.
Johnny's dream, Jeff's version.
Mine doesn't even taste like... a margarita. Well, I guess it's like rare. It's down in there somewhere, but it's really not flavorful at all.
Taking out the Aperol, your drink is like off-white. Ours are bright pink orange.
You know what? I wonder if I did. It's hot in my apartment, and I put the ice cubes in the shaker and left that on the counter, went to the bathroom, and then came out and shook it. I wonder if like it watered it down too quick. That seems crazy.
I mean, it says shake well.
Oh, I shook.
Oh, not well.
I shook poorly.
Poorly.
Unwell.
All right. Final thoughts?
This is an order again for me. I didn't like it at first, and it found its groove.
Hmm.
There's something with that when you try a drink that you've never had before. I think your tongue might have to say, it gives it a second to say, let me work my way around this.
Yeah, let me acclimate.
Mm-hmm. And it does. And also, you do.
Hey, this is part of the strength of our podcast. Round two is so valuable. I take it for granted too often.
Mm.
To be able to go back and do to have a second chance is pretty nice.
Valuable. Mm-hmm. Very valuable. Yeah.
I'm a little torn on it because I'm thinking like I like it. I think it tastes good. But as far as an order again, I'm like, what's the scenario? Is it a brunch drink? I really wouldn't want to drink anything this juicy if I should have tried it on the rocks because maybe then that would have been the key to the whole thing. But
oh, I did rocks as well, yeah.
I kind of don't think it's an order again because I can't picture myself ordering again. Not to say it's a bad drink. Johnny, I like you. I like your dream. But I think I would rather have a margarita or an Aperol spritz.
Yeah, I agree. It's in a clumsy middle, but I didn't say it's an order again for me too. But Tim, hey, you got a well articulated opinion over there. I get it.
Mm, yeah. Thank you.
To each a pizzone on this one.
Mm-hmm. A Pizza Hut pizzone.
Have you ever had a pizzone? I've never had one.
Yeah, they're great. They brought.
I missed my chance.
Pizza Hut brought back their calzones, but they don't call them pizzones anymore.
Oh.
I've got a Pizza Hut
Pizza Hut zones.
I have a Pizza Hut pizza in my freezer. I took all the slices, piled them up in a little Gladware container. Every once in a while, I take out a pizza, nuke it, one slice.
Damn. Pizza Hut's good.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm trying to think of like what's the last calzone I had was in Ithaca. What was the calzone place? Rogan's Corner?
DP Dough. DP Dough.
DP Dough. Oh my God, yeah.
They were like Hot Pockets. They're so good.
Yeah.
The Buffer Zone. I saw the guys making... That buffalo chicken one,
yeah.
You know those pizza scrapers, like the scrape flour on a counter. It like kind of looks like a square. It's a square piece of stainless steel with a handle on it. I saw the guy making the buffalo chicken one, calzone one time, and he had one of those scrapers, and then it was just a chicken patty, the kind you would have had in school. Chop 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 chop. He diced it up with the scraper and put it in the thing, and I was like, "That's how you do it." Also, hey, remember that chicken patty day in school? It's a hamburger bun, a chicken patty, and like if you're an adult, there would have been like mayo and a pickle or lettuce, tomato, onion.
No.
But I want to say I just ate it dry.
No. Swirl of ketchup. Swirl of ketchup.
Yeah, dip in ketchup.
Those were good though, man. I remember everybody got psyched about Nuggets Day, and then like occasionally some people would like, you get like back in my day, 5 lunch tickets a week. And then sometimes people be like, I'm going to skip lunch today so I can get double nuggets on Thursday, man.
Wow, they left it up to the kids to, like, monitor their tickets?
To triage it out, yeah.
Wow.
I remember how in seventh grade, junior high, a lot of people love Pizza Day on Friday. Lots of people love Taco Tuesday. Nacho sure. Boat was a hit. Was like nachos with cheese. But my friend Nate Robbins was the only guy in the school who loved, looked forward to turkey cubes. And it would be turkey cubes, brown gravy, and like, or turkey gravy, and like a scoop of like mashed potatoes that were kind of fakey. And it was so funny because that's a meal that we didn't have very much, maybe like a couple times a year. And it was just because he was the only person on the record loving it, people would be mm-hmm. like, hey, Nate, tomorrow's turkey cubes.
Hey, turkey cubes. Well, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder, you know?
Turkey cubes. That's good.
That reminds me of like, remember we were getting, we moved to LA and we were wistful for like the idea of a gobbler sandwich.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Like a turkey cranberry stuffing mm-hmm. on a sub.
Brioche bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Let me ask you guys this, who are out there. This is, nobody will care about this, but is El Patio burrito still around?
No, it's gone.
Or did it move or anything? Yeah, it was. I think it was gone when I last checked.
I think it closed down when you left.
Oof. I took it with, I took the whole group with me.
Yeah, they had that chorizo mode I was talking about recently.
Ah.
I wanted to take a kayak out on that thing.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Sorry, where we release these recipes ahead of time.
That's a tough one.
Ooh, Johnny's dream, getting on top of me. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Type in your info, your credit card info, and gain access to the Sloppy Boys Blowout, the far superior show that we actually care about.
Yeah.
That we put our heart into it.
Check out thesloppyboys.com. We got all our t-shirts and merch up there. Yeah. And Chicago, if you're in Chicago, July 28th and 29th, come see me do a headlining set of stand-up. I'm doing 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
Stand up at the Lincoln Lodge on the 28th and 29th of July. Come on out for that.
Now, Mike, you've been promoting that for a while here on the show, and you always say 45 minutes to an hour. Do you have your 46th minute figured out yet?
I think I say that because I forget what they told me I had to do. It's going to be a long set. That's needless to say.
I think you know how many jokes you're doing. I think you're wondering how long the Chicago crowd is going to laugh for, so you can't mm-hmm, really mm-hmm. say the length.
Going, this could be a 20-minute show.
That's funnier than George Wendt.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Give it up for your boys. Give it up for your boys.